It's 88.5 KCSN. Julia Jacklin joins us. Welcome.
Hello.
Kudos to your parents. I love alliteration.
Me too. I'm very grateful for that.
The new album, Don't Let the Kids Win. Let's take it back a notch for fans who are perhaps not as familiar with your history as some. Salta, the band you were in, more or less had a, is it fair to say, a folk leaning? Would that be
descriptive? Yeah, definitely. We were a folky trio.
And you originally started out with classical training.
Yeah.
When did the rock bug bite?
The rock bug. the rock bug bit probably when I was like 21.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I, I guess like started playing in a lot more bands and started actually learning to play guitar because I really only picked up guitar when I was like 19, 20. So it took a while.
Now, and you also, not only were you classically trained in music, but you danced. You were quite the young artiste, but you were really working and performing from a younger age.
Yeah.
Just a little bit to the right or left, depending on your perspective of the rock field.
Yeah, I definitely always loved performing as a kid. Like, I wasn't a good dancer. I definitely had a lot of enthusiasm. But it wasn't really my forte.
Showing up is half the game,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you worked. One of the interesting things of where you're from in Australia, you didn't really have a connection, or at least an immediate connection, to the music industry. You kind of had to come to it and find who you could find to get connected somehow, right?
Yeah. I mean, I recorded the album just off my own back and without really knowing how this whole thing worked, which I have definitely had a kind of baptism of fire in the last year, figuring it all out. So
you went to South by Southwest. That's a baptism unto itself.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
your head swims when you see that, right?
Yeah. That's kind of what kicked it off.
Sunday kneeler, when I saw the lit light, far from the pain, I didn't know that the grass was not only greener. Upkeep is cheaper when you embrace the rain. So I jumped down to lay with my lit light, and under your spotlight I lay with the shards, and I didn't know that the ground was not only harder, oh, but colder when you are not around. But I can't let possession make a fool of you. I love you, my darling, I do. But I can't promise I'll be here to see this whole love through. Skyline, straight up that incline, I ran towards the blue, and I didn't know that this sky is not only wider, oh, but clearer when I'm standing next to you. I love you, my darling, I do. But I can't let possession make a fool of you. I love you, my darling, I do. But I can't. come from is I'll be here to see this whole love through.
Enough to tour Australia, because that's a pretty big hunk of land, but now this big hunk of land, how has learning how life on the road, how has that been faring for you?
It's been pretty interesting. Like, it's definitely one of those things where every day is different and you feel different every day. You know, one day you're just like, yes, this is amazing, this is exactly what I want to do, I'm so happy, and the next day you're just like, oh man, I'm very run down and I need my own room, especially when you're sharing a car and rooms with other people every night for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You eventually just like, oh man, I need like just to sit in a dark room by myself for a day. Yeah.
The simple pleasures, they become a lot more notable.
Yeah. Yeah.
The album, to that idea, the idea of baptism by fire, if you will, the album sort of underscores that transition in life when, you know, the title of the album, Don't Let the Kids Win, part of the album has you being at that transitional point in life where you realize you're not a kid anymore, and now what am I going to do? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wrote a lot of the songs kind of in my last year of university and the year after university, which is like a very big time, I think, for a lot of people when they kind of realize that once the studies are over, school's over, uni's over, then the world just opens up, and that can either be liberating or completely terrifying, or both.
Usually the latter.
Yeah.
A combination thereof. Yeah. The world is there for the taking. Now what do I do with
it? Yeah, exactly.
You have an interesting curve of inspiration. You know, you mentioned that you really didn't start to lean towards rock music until, you know, your late teens, early 20s when you picked up a guitar. But the story goes that as a child, your first, I guess, rush of inspiration came from none other than Britney Spears when you thought, hey, that would be cool to do.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was her achievements in such a young age, because she, by the time she was 11, you know, she'd done all of these things.
Mickey Mouse Club.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I guess when I watched this documentary on her when I was that age, I didn't realize that people my age had done these things or could do these things. And it kind of made me go like, oh, damn, like I need to get going. Like,
I'm 14 already.
Yeah. So she kicked me into gear.
Don't let the kids win, just let them lose. They're not gonna learn anything if that's the way you choose to play. Don't let the kids win, just let them fall. You don't want them growing up thinking 3-year-olds are good at playing basketball. And don't let your grandmother die while you wait. A cheap trip to Thailand's not gonna make up for never getting to say goodbye. And don't let your brother stop thinking you're cool. Yeah, I know he's got a girlfriend now and he's taller, but that don't mean he stopped looking up to you. And I've got a feeling that this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling straight. And don't let your friends turn cold while you burn to green. When they walk off the stage, embrace them and say that's the best shit I've ever seen. And don't let your sister walk down the aisle without pulling her close, saying I love you, and it's okay if I don't see you for a while. And I've got a feeling that this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling straight. And don't let the time go by without setting your mother down and asking what life was like for her before you came to be around. And tell her it's okay if she puts herself first. Us kids will be alright if we're not the center of her universe. And I've got a feeling that this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling straight. And after a late one, I don't know anything except the more I keep on talking, the less breath I got left to sing.
When we talk about those days when you say, this is great, this is what I'm destined to do, and other days where, what am I doing? Am I sure this is it? You had spoken of perhaps being a social worker at one point.
Mm, yeah, that's what I studied at uni.
It might interest you to note that Sharon Van Etten also has indicated to us that her plan B was to be a psychologist and social worker. So perhaps you two could get together one day and open a clinic if, in fact, you feel like plan B is necessary.
We'll just be like playing our records over the speakers and, yeah.
When I read that, I thought I'd pass it on in case you ever cross paths. You can always say, hey, look, if this music thing isn't what we think it is, perhaps we'll open our own office. But don't quit your day job because things seem to be going beautifully. The album Don't Let the Kids Win, getting a lot of critical acclaim tonight at the Troubadour. Imagine coming into a city like Los Angeles, or I guess any market in America. You don't know what to expect, do you?
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, it's been like a... a really interesting tour because like every show is like very different venues and different crowds, and yeah, it's been really challenging. Well, it's been like I feel like I've grown a lot as a musician.
So steady, so calm, standing up there, darling, with a front row in the heel of your palm. So good that bright stage light, showing the back four rows that you got it. Be there for you, darling, when it all starts to come true.
Do us all a favor, mostly yourself. Walk through that hall at the Troubadour. Look at all the pictures on the wall. When you mention a lot of the artists that have inspired you, you'll see a great legacy of those artists.
And oh, just cool.
Put it in your head. Wow, I'm getting to play on this stage where,
and trust me,
there's a whole lot of pictures that are going to blow your mind because many of them had their start in that room.
Mm.
So it certainly is a place that we still have a great fondness for. And whenever we see young artists get their first chance to play there, there's history in the making. So we hope tonight's a historical occasion for you and all goes well. And we certainly love the new record.
Thank you once again,
it's Don't Let the Kids Win. It's Julia Jacklin, and she's live in session on KCSN. Thanks for coming in.
No worries. Thanks.
this dining table. You were taller than my bedroom door frame. Hit me hard when I found height don't make a man, no. You grew smaller to me that Saturday when you came crashing, come down through the back brush. Eyes are bloodshot and your little voice thin. You said I won't blame you now, but I caught you cold somehow. Then you jumped right in. Oh, I wanna give you all of my love, but I watch you sink as they swim above. You are the land and I am the dove. My heart is heavy. But I want to see.